Big changes are coming to West Valley City. City and state leaders joined two Utah congressmen to break ground on what West Valley Mayor Mike Winder is calling a dream a long time in the making.
It's been over a decade of planning and dreaming and scheming, but here in the last couple years, we've really pushed it to the point of a groundbreaking and construction this summer.
Fairborn Station gets its name from Joseph Fairborn, a pioneer who once had a station for farmers to measure their produce on their way to market in the late 1800s. Winder says the redevelopment will help the city remember its roots while also looking toward the future.
You look at a lot of pioneer Utah towns from Brigham City to St. George, and they have their main streets. West Valley City grew up as suburbs and never really had a city center. Today we begin to change all that with Fairborn Station.
Nicole Cottle, Community and Economic Director for the city, says the new development is expected to create 2,000 jobs and build the city's economy, beginning with the first projects starting in just a few weeks.
July 1st and July 15th are two separate groundbreakings. The first groundbreaking is on our promenade, which is a 4-acre park and promenade green space that will provide a gathering space and a focal point for the entire development. The second is on July 15th, and that is the groundbreaking for the Embassy Suites Hotel, which is the 168-room, 4-star hotel.
Once completed, Fairborn Station will include 200,000 square feet of retail space, 200,000 square feet of office space, and 1,000 urban residences. The entire development is expected to be finished in the next 7 to 10 years. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.